Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life that you love. And as you become the writer of your own story in this podcast, you're going to find inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Listen, bitch, I know you're like, holy shit, it's Monday and she's here on time talking about microdosing. Yes, I am. I love you guys so much. And thank you for continuing to tune in, even when I haven't had, you know, the greatest track with record with, you know, schedule and timing and just it's been a little wild. And I think that's okay because my life is always growing, always evolving, always changing. I'm always changing. Shit is going on. We are in the arena. But at the end of the day, I still have committed to this. And I'm very proud of that. I'm proud that I'm sticking it out. But I'm going to be honest, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for choosing to hang out with me on your morning commutes. Thank you for choosing to hang out with me while you're waiting for your kids in the pickup line. Thank you for choosing to hang out with me while you're relaxing at the end of the day, whatever time of day it is for you. I just want to say thank you. This means a lot. I appreciate you guys leaving the reviews. Make sure you have signed up for the emails at brandonlynette.com. And if you have not picked up my books, that's probably a great place to start. Everything is on Amazon, but you can get the link to all of that at the brandonlynette.com website. If you love this podcast and you're struggling because you're like, bitch, I already left a review. I left you all the stars. I tell my friends about it every day. And you just feel like you still want to help a little bit. Listen, Bitch Donations is live and running. And I absolutely would appreciate the help just to offset the cost of what this takes. Obviously, now my relationship with Zoom changed and they're definitely getting their money's worth out of me. So we just kind of it got a little pricier for me to be here. So I appreciate that support. If you guys can kick out a couple bucks. And if I don't use it for the podcast, it usually goes to green tea. So that's it. Okay. I'm excited. It was a low-key weekend. Some, you know, crazy working days, but I did something really fun this weekend that I am going to share with you guys a little bit here. I got to speak a little bit at a recovery rally, an NA recovery rally here in Southwest Michigan. And I'm super honored that, you know, the person that thought of me, I'm super honored that she asked me. I adore her. My daughter is obsessed with her daughter. They are best friends. And basically this kid, just like anytime she's around us, she feels like family. So she is the mother of, I guess I would say, one of my newly adopted kids. Okay. And she's out there killing it. I've heard a little bit of her story. So the fact that she thought of me for this event, it was super honoring. And the thing I got the most out of this, because I've not done like an in-person speaking event since before COVID, like shit went squirrely. I ended up staying home. I knew the baby was too little to travel. So I needed to be with her until I could transition to getting back into that. So it was a little scary. I'm not gonna lie. It was a little scary. And then, I think I struggled a little bit in my confidence because I felt like when I was first thinking about this and going into this, you know, these are people that are addicted to hardcore drugs. Okay. And while I find myself always finding something I can relate to, I've had very toxic relationships with drugs, but it's not in my wheelhouse. Like, bitch, I can't even smoke weed. Like, I can't, anything that makes me not feel like myself, I can't take narcotics. I can't do any of that stuff. My C-sections, literally the minute that I was conscious and not dying, that shit was gone. I'm done. You know, I don't like anything that makes me feel like something outside of myself, which is why I love talking about Microdose Mondays, because it is something that has actually made a huge shift in my life without shifting my human experience into something that wasn't me, if that makes sense. So I don't like feeling like not myself. So I was thinking this, it's a little terrifying because at the end of the day, I'm like, really, what are you afraid of? And it was about not being relatable because I'm not an addict. I'm not fighting for my life with a drug addiction. You know, I haven't gone through that experience of what it is to lose everything because of something like that. And, you know, I've told you guys, I had a toxic relationship with alcohol. but it wasn't, it's never been to that. It's just that I knew it was poison for my body, right? I knew there was a level of abuse. I was using it for like an emotional crutch. It was just a very unhealthy thing, but it was never to the point of where, you know, I was blinded and I lost my family and I lost my home and I lost my license. Like, you know, I was very fortunate that I didn't have that as, you know, the cross to bear in my life. So anyway, I'm in my own head and I'm like, this is, it's hard to be relatable. So, you know, I do my little thing. I come in, I hear someone speaking before I go up there, cause I have no idea really what I'm going to say. And so, you know, I listened to this guy's story a little bit and I went ahead and I did my thing and I felt okay about it. Okay. I felt okay about it. I wasn't like, this is my greatest speech ever. Absolutely. I was nervous and a newbie coming off the bench. Okay. Put me in the fourth quarter with all, you know, the starters. And I was just like, oh shit, I forgot how to do this, but it worked out. I sat there and I listened to some more stories. Okay. And I'm going to tell you guys, like all of a sudden I was relating to everybody. I found myself relating to everybody because there was some common nuance in our stories. And that was our origin story. It sucked. It started with our parents and it started with that pain in our childhood, right? All of a sudden I was like, oh my God, I can relate to these people. I can relate to them. And it made me just really awestruck in that I had a mentor tell me a long time ago that I have to start collecting stories. Okay. And if she heard this right now, I know she would know exactly who she was. And when she told me, cause she's going to smack her forehead and her hand together really hard. It's just like, ugh. Okay. Like this is like 5 years ago that I was told this, but it just kind of clicked. And that's part of the magic of people planting seeds in your life. If you listen to the people that you are making connections with, it doesn't mean that everything is going to snap and fit in place at that moment. The minute you have that connection, it starts to make sense. And she's always said, collect the stories. And I realized Saturday afternoon when I'm sitting there with these people that I've not collected enough stories and I am hungry for that. Like I want to know people's stories because I promise you, I don't care who you are because we are all the same. We are all the same. We are human going through the same thing. So I've never looked at someone who, you know, was addicted to drugs in a way that came from judgment. It was just like a not understanding, if that makes sense. And I don't know if I've shared this with you guys. I never knew who my biological dad was. And I went on whatever one of those DNA test kits are. 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago. And I found out who my family was. I found out who my dad was. And unfortunately, he was already dead from a drug overdose. I guess he had, you know, some drug problems and got cleaned up and then went out and partied like he thought he could before he got clean and ended up OD'd in, they found him in a bathroom at a hotel, I believe. And so unfortunately, I never got to meet him, but everything kind of hit me full circle on Saturday, where I was just like, you know, we are, as much as I tell you guys that we are the same and there's nobody better than you, there's nobody more special. I don't care what someone's life looks like. I don't know why I'm getting choked up. I don't know what someone's life looks like on the outside that makes you think it's so perfect, but I promise you inside everybody, there is some level of trauma that they are either avoiding or that they've healed from, or that's there. There's always something that someone has experienced. And these stories are what help us keep us connected as humans. So I was super excited because I'm like, these are my people. These are my people. And I hope I get to speak at more events like that because I feel like there is so much that we can connect on as I gather those stories because I felt their pain. Their pain was my pain. And all of a sudden I'm like, hold on, you guys, I felt this too. And it doesn't matter how we got where we are. What matters is how we approach where we're going. Right. And that's the underlying story. And I ran into this, woman from my past that I knew. And I'm going to tell you guys, like, when I cut people off or I'm done, I just am like really done. And I'm like, yeah, that's not for me. I don't want any part of that. And there was a point in my life where I experienced that. I was friends with her husband first, met her, you know, and it was what it was. And I ended up drawing the boundaries and blocking and deleting phone numbers. And I see her there. And obviously I'm not going to mention names because privacy matters. Okay. But, I saw her and I saw her in such a different light. I saw her in a light where my heart just like, I wanted to love her, hug her, open up everything, unblock her. And I even told her, I'm like, please reach out to me, whatever I can do in your journey. And when she's kind of sharing her story with me, I saw like that perspective of her eyes of being in that position and talking to me and her vulnerability of like sharing her story when ideally she never thought that would be her. And I think we sometimes all find ourselves in a situation where we never thought that would be us. Never thought that would be us. Literally, personal things I'm going through right now, I never thought it would be me. I never thought it would be me. And how many of you guys think that? And there are people around you that I think you've counted out. I think that, you know, we've just kind of been so harsh in our toxic independence and in our boundaries and all of these things that we didn't start looking at people for their stories and not for our judgments. And I'm not saying like all of a sudden take down your boundaries, unblock all these people, because it's important that if I would have ran into her in an entirely different setting and she was in a different space, I would have never thought twice. But when I saw her, they're literally making the choice to fight for her life, to fight for her babies, to fight her for her future. Everything shifted in me. And I think, you know, part of the impact of how I felt that day is definitely because of how much, you know, reading I've done in the Bible and those things that I'm connecting to in that space. And my growth with Christ is just like, I'm always looking for that new perspective and I'm always trying to put in the work. And we're going to circle back to Microdose Monday because I think this is very important. Okay. It's very important when you're on a journey of self-discovery and self-healing that we are trying to connect all the dots and not just looking for a quick fix. I don't ever want to be misunderstood that microdosing is like a quick fix. Yes, was an immediate shift for me. Absolutely. Because all of a sudden I felt tethered to the world. I felt connected. I felt whole and I felt that peace and it gave me a chance. I think we all have a different brain and some of us have that extra neurodivergent spicy brain that's like very all over the place. And all of a sudden, everything just kind of slowed down to me where I could be in those emotions, but not be afraid of them. It's like I found the way to ride the emotional wave like a surfer, right? It wasn't about bracing yourself for it. It's like learning how to surf. And I literally made a post about this a few months ago of just like, we brace ourselves because we know that wave is coming. It's going to hit us and we're going to go underwater. We're going to feel like we can't breathe and we're going to come up. We're going to take a big breath of air and we're going to swim until the next wave comes. Bitch, I think we all have to learn how to surf, especially when it comes to our emotions, like to be able to connect with people and feel our own stuff, because being around people, this is our magic. Jesus went out to the people. He didn't sit at home on Netflix and just pray quietly. He was out there to the people, making the connection, shaking hands, washing feet, having his feet washed, doing the things that service. And that was something just, I learned so much. That was probably the highlight of my week this week, is just knowing that I think we're all called to acts of service. I think we're all called to go through our healing so we can help other people through it. And I just was like, these are my people. These are my people. And it's crazy because I can't answer the question of like, how long have you been clean? You know, and who knows, you know, how well people would ever embrace that idea of like, she's an outsider. I don't think so. I think that if we all started collecting stories, that we would all find a major connection. We're human, bitch. Okay. Everybody's fucking human. You are not better than anybody else. You are not. And I know people draw these hard lines in the sand. And there's a huge debate when it comes to drug use, you know, because people choose to do the drugs. And then all of a sudden, you know, people are like, well, you chose that. So it's not really a sickness because you made a choice, right? You made a choice. But I feel like some of us, that different brain wiring and the different influences that we've had when we were younger, everything is different. But I promise if you keep having these conversations, that you are going to connect to people's stories. That's it. And the more you connect to people's stories, the smaller the monsters in your head get. That's it. They get smaller and you're not so afraid of everything. You're not so afraid to feel these emotions. You're not so afraid to face who you are. You're not so afraid to show up for yourself because you know you showing up empowers other people to show up because you're just that collector of stories. You want to hear where someone has been so you know that not only is there hope for where you want to go, but that you can turn around and tell someone else that it's possible. It's possible. Your mess is your message. And I get excited about, you know, my journey with microdosing, just because I know how far it has brought me. And it has changed my relationship with alcohol. You know, it's not like psilocybin does this whole snap, you're suddenly a smiley, happy, toxic, positive person. Like, it doesn't do that. I still get, girl, okay, I still get irritated. Like, I even right now, I'm just like, I have to leave the room because my kid is going insane about asking for what she wants, and good for her. I mean, we all should be able to throw a tantrum until someone says yes, just to shut us up. Right. But I knew I wasn't going to say yes. And I had to walk away from the room. I feel that I'm still human. Okay. I'm still human. I didn't react. I didn't blow up at her. There was no, you know, I didn't throw anything. I didn't throw a tantrum, much like I felt like I wanted to on the inside, but there was no toxic positivity. It was just that awareness of like, okay, just get out of the room right now. Just go into another room, right? That's what happens. And I didn't beat myself up because I got frustrated, because there's no such thing as happy, positive, perfect response 100% of the time. That's it. I think that when people are going through a healing journey and you've got all these self-help gurus, like, they're selling that toxic bullshit and it makes you feel like a fraud every single time because you see right through it. What I love about my journey with microdosing is that I had a desire to live life fully and completely, to be able to feel and heal and experience. And there is no numbing. Like, I'm not numb. I feel everything on a level I never thought I could. Even today with my husband, Jesus Christ, you guys, you know, we have this thing happen and I react in the way like a 16-year-old, like the 16-year-old version of me would react. Okay. And I had to go and swallow my pride and say, look, I'm embarrassed. I was completely embarrassed, you guys. I was embarrassed for how I reacted. And I asked myself as I'm walking up, doing the walk of shame to go tell him, I'm so sorry. I'm doing this walk of shame. And I'm thinking, what is the problem? And you know what it is? It's the little stories I've collected from our relationship that I've kept to myself, like little things that I didn't even know I was tucking away. Okay. Little shit, stupid shit. It's so embarrassing. Like, I'm not even, I told him we have to have another conversation where I can share these stories so they're not so big, right? Little things that would happen that I kept to myself and they became fucking huge. So I have these big, huge, scary monsters in my brain and they bring out the 16-year-old Brandon to react. And I'm like, whoa, that's embarrassing because it's not how I really feel. And I sat with my body for a minute. I'm like, bitch, this is not how you feel. That's so fucking weird. It was just weird. So I feel everything. Probably more than a person who is not microdosing. And I say that boldly because I really believe it's true. I feel everything. And that's what we want to do in this experience. We want to feel everything without being afraid of it. I want you to be able to be sad when it's time to be sad without feeling like it's the end of the world. I want to be able to feel that embarrassment and shame without feeling like I have to burn everything down because how could I show my face again? Or, you know, to have that temptation of like turning it around and gaslighting and, you know, making it something it wasn't and just being manipulative and ugly. It was it. There was no desire to do anything but feel embarrassed today, you know? That's it. There are so many traps that you can fall into. There's so many blind alleys that are going to make you feel like you're at a dead end with no escape. Last week was a heavy week. Collectively, I've talked about this. It was a heavy week, a lot of phone calls of people that were just like done. Moments where I felt like I was done. And I listened to these stories Saturday. Those people, there were moments where they thought they were done. And like their comeback is a huge inspiration and motivation for people to get clean and sober. And sober is the new cool bitch, okay? We're all about that. We want to feel and heal and experience life, you know? You've got to pay attention though. And I guess that's a conversation I really want to have today is that you have to pay attention, not just when you're collecting stories or being in a moment with a person or, you know, being able to witness. I told myself since Saturday, I want to learn to not fight that feeling of it's our human nature to judge. It's our human nature to compare, to be like, oh, well, at least I'm not that, right? We do that. And like my intention since Saturday, you know, even today when I'm reading the Bible and the words today were not necessarily coinciding with what my intentions were, but it still kind of reinforced that idea of I want to strip it all down. That's my intention. You have to pay attention. When you're microdosing, it's not about just taking it and, you know, throwing noodles up on the ceiling and hoping they stick, right? Thinking, oh, this is just going to fix me. You have to pay attention. You have to set intention. You need to get in alignment with God and everything He says to you, through you, for you, and around you, and listen to the messages. Every day I face something about myself, and it's not the easiest thing to do. Not when I'm someone who has done crazy things to numb it, you know, including my sugar obsession. And bitch, I'm over 30 days in on this with no sugar, and I am celebrating. It's a big deal for me. I literally am telling everyone today, like, I haven't even had a cheat day. That's pretty wild for me. Pretty wild for me because I could justify a million of them. It was an emotional week last week and I did not eat my emotions. But you have to pay attention. There's no such thing as a magic wand that's going to be waved to solve everyone's problems. That's it. The truth is, only you can do this. But if you have the right tools, it's possible. It is possible. And I really, you know, I want to work on navigating a group of people, maybe you, okay, where we do this microdosing thing together, where I give you some tools, where I help you hone into your perfect dose, and where we can work through our problems, okay, where we can start to face ourselves without that judgment. And my intention is to be able to release the part of me that judges. And I want to be excited to meet all different kinds of people and hear their stories to see how connected we are. Microdosing has done that for me, where I feel connected, but all of a sudden I'm seeing the roots now. I'm seeing the roots, and I don't think I've seen anything that beautiful in my life. That's it. And I think there's so much shit out there that doesn't work because people are trying to get better on their own, or they're trying to numb it, or they don't have anyone who is willing to call them out on the trap they've set for themselves. But I think if we connect, okay, if you guys realize I'm literally on your side, I've been through the shit, I'm on the other side. I'm on the success bus, not the struggle bus. I think if we lock arms and we do this together, that I would be powerful. I think if we get a group together where we collect each other's stories, not out of judgment, not out of, you know, I'm going to get something out of this, or I'm going to, you know, what's in it for me, but just genuinely collecting stories for no purpose served other than really seeing people for who they are. I want you guys to do that this week. I want you to run up to three strangers and find out their story. That's it. Maybe it's people you meet on the internet. Maybe it's someone in the grocery store line. I don't care. I want you to collect three stories. And I want you to give me your feedback. I want the report. I want the status report of like, man, I collected three stories and then we're all the same. Isn't that wild? It's wild because this connected us. We had this in common. How beautiful would this world be if we really looked at people like stories and not just people? And on a level of having conversations with people, I've learned to understand them. And I've set some pretty harsh lines when it comes to like politics and all the things. There's definitely some non-negotiables for me where I just, there's a respect for life for me. And when intentionally that's not taken care of, and there are boundaries when it comes to our children. So there are some things, you guys, I desire to not understand. Just to make sure that if we're going to do this, that you know who you're getting into with this, okay? Where I think, you know, we need to protect our babies, and a lot of our private life is private and it's not for the world to know about, right? So there's some boundaries there, but I do want to know your story. I want to know your story. We're given a gift here. That gift to experience life, to feel everything. And that's what I want to help you do. I know shit's been heavy. I know you've tried a lot of things. I know you pop your Xanax like it's a breath mint. You know, I know that smoking weed all day for you has been your coping mechanism. I know that you don't think you have a drinking problem, but every single night you got a bottle of wine. Pushing people away, crawling into yourself. Your problems seem big and scary. And who would ever want to face their shit? Because how embarrassing would that be? What if we swallowed our pride and we just looked at the world with a little softer eye? And it's in us. And you might be thinking, I can't deal with other people's stories. I got my own shit going on. I'm going to tell you, if you want to survive your own shit, probably getting into other people's stories is the best next step. Because you've made your shit look so big. You got little monsters that you've collected and kept to yourself that you've made so big. A prison of your own making. You don't know how to get around them because you feel like they're going to eat you alive. So you react, you lash out, you avoid it, you run again. Ooh, 16-year-old Brandon was a runner. Bitch, I've been running my whole life. I'm planted now. And like I literally last night is probably one of the core memory, coolest nights with my husband. Like I'm a words of affirmation, okay? And there's just some times and some moments that he unlocks, and there are those kind of moments that you just put in your little box and you hold forever. And he gave me a lot of those last night, okay? Where I was just like, oh my God, I have to keep just filling up this box. I was elated. So I'm super loving this guy. And not even 24 hours later, I'm an idiot, okay? An idiot. It's so embarrassing. But I owned it. Instead of making it something it wasn't and doing what I normally do, which is like light a fire. Look over here, look over here. You know, making those monsters come to life. I realize I have to get outside of myself and just feel that. Just feel it. There's a lot of scientific shit that happens in your brain when you are microdosing. A lot. And I tell you guys, like, I quit sugar and I wanted to do it on my own, not with a weight loss product. Okay. I wanted to do it on my own to prove to myself that I could. Because usually there's always a weight loss product for me. Okay. Always. I would love to say I'm doing this on my own, but I'm not. Literally, desperately, I'm like, God, get me through this today. I worked at a restaurant Thursday. I helped them out because all of them had a funeral to go to. And so I'm there and they have the greatest desserts, you guys. Greatest desserts. I was desperately like, God, you've got to get me through this. So I've got the help, but I also have the discipline to know I'm thinking about it. I'm being intentional. I'm paying attention. I can't get through this without that little bit of help, right? I'm paying attention. There's the discipline in knowing, like, I have to ask God for this. There's the discipline in knowing that when I set my intention for my microdose, I know exactly where I'm going. I don't want to numb the emotions anymore. I want to feel them. I want to process it. I want to get through it. I want to continue to pay attention. That's it, babies. I want you guys to start paying attention. Pay attention to the people around you. I want you to really see them. Know who they are. Heal yourself, and the healing through other people starts to happen too. It is a gift. Be willing to be vulnerable, because if you're not, what is the alternative? You're alone. I looked at this event and I was just in awe of the community. The community was so beautiful. The fact that they all have each other. Another mirror put up in front of me of like, girl, your toxic independence is exhausting. It is. I lone wolf the shit out of everything. And I think community is what wins it all. So please reach out to me. I want to hear your stories. I want you to collect some stories and I want to hear about them. If you're in my Listen Bitch Facebook group, I want to hear about the stories you collect. If it's not something you want to put out publicly, then I want you to message me. I want to hear your stories. I want to know if you guys are open to a microdosing group where we learn to set that intention, we learn to pay attention, and I walk you through the process of what this is. And if you are like me, okay, first of all, if you know you are struggling with some sort of addiction, I want you guys to do the research, because psilocybin is used everywhere to help people get over their addictions, whether it's food or smoking or sex or drugs or alcohol. Boom, boom, boom. Cross them all off, because it will help. It rewires your brain. And the level that we do this, you guys, there is no high. There is no body buzz. There is no, it doesn't make you feel anything you're not supposed to feel. Okay. It just kind of changes those conversations that are happening in your brain. And that's where, you know, we could do a science podcast later, because I do nerd out on that shit and I love it. But I want you guys to know that you are super safe in that experience. If you are open to trying this, okay, make sure you reach out to me. The best place to message me is probably on Facebook Messenger, okay? But yeah, let's see if you guys would be open to a group where we learn to pay attention together, where we learn to set that intention together, where we go through the healing, and just that entire journey of self-discovery. Aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Aren't you tired of fucking getting your ass kicked in the arena and like feeling like no one's there for you, but you're there for everybody else? This is your chance to be there for you, to do something for you. Cause I've seen firsthand the importance of community, and not community of like, yeah, bitch, I have a weight loss group where that's a cool community, but I'm selling shit. That's not fair. Okay. I'm talking about like, let's build a real community where, you know, we are just there for each other, you know, like nothing's getting sold there. It is just literally, we're going to grow through some shit. Okay. Let me know if you would be open to that, because I think that would be pretty cool. Like a tea time date or something where we meet once a week or once a month and just, you know, share each other's stories and what we've discovered and process through our healing and all the things, but just throwing it out there. Okay. Just throwing it out there. I love you guys. Collect some stories and I'm excited to show up tomorrow. It is Microdose Monday, you guys. And thank you for the shroomies from the earth. I am very grateful. I'm grateful for the experience that they've given me and for the perspective that they've given me and just for the growth every day. I grow through something. It is wild. And when's the last time you really like grew through something? Because if you ask yourself that, I can assure you, it's probably not as much as I have, because I've committed to this journey and I'm paying attention. Pay attention, babies. I love you guys. Happy Monday.